This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania receiving a royal welcome in London this morning, featuring the pomp and circumstance of the official three-day state visit. President Trump joining Queen Elizabeth and other members of the royal family for the military ceremony on the grounds of Buckingham Palace, then doing lunch, and the president will lay a wreath later this morning at Westminster Abbey at the grave of the unknown. Tonight, the Queen will be hosting a formal state banquet. Missouri's only abortion clinic will stay open for now, but the state's investigation won't end. A temporary restraining order issued on Friday prevented the closure of that Planned Parenthood location in St. Louis, the last abortion clinic in the state. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
A top Trump administration official has asked whether he thinks the president's threats about new tariffs on Mexico, if it doesn't stop the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States, will impact efforts to get the USMC trade pact approved.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says the two trade moves are not related.
We've been very specific from the minute that this proclamation went out that this was an immigration matter. It is not a trade matter. So the USMCA is a trade discussion. That's ongoing. That's why Bob Lighthizer is meeting with his Mexican counterparts this week. This is an immigration matter, and the two are separate.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A new USA Today Ipsos poll finds 55% of those surveyed say they're not happy with laws in five states banning abortions after a heartbeat can be detected, and half of the people surveyed say that the U.S. Supreme Court should uphold the Roe v. Wade decision. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Memorials have been set up throughout Virginia Beach to honor victims of Friday's mass shooting. The suspect, Dwayne Craddock, was a government worker who opened fire in the city's municipal building, killing 12 of his co-workers, injuring four others. The city manager says Craddock sent in his resignation early Friday, but wasn't in any danger of losing his job otherwise. They also say that just minutes before the shootings began, he was in a restroom with some of his colleagues and seemed perfectly normal. A public vigil is scheduled for tomorrow night at a Virginia Beach church. The mother of convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman will be allowed to see her son in prison. It was confirmed over the weekend that she's been granted a visa by the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City. The 91-year-old woman has not seen her son in over 4 years. El Chapo was convicted in February for running a drug cartel for decades. Prosecutors described it as the largest drug trafficking organization on the planet. He's to be sentenced later this month. He could get life in prison. And Godzilla, King of the Monsters, is the top movie this weekend at North American theaters, earning over $49 million in its debut. Aladdin was knocked down to number 2, earning more than $42 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
Well, Robert Mueller did little to unite this country, and if he did anything, and that was chum the waters for the Democrats. Former prosecutor Sidney Powell joins us now, author of the best-selling book, License to Lie. Sidney, he did us no favors.
No, he didn't. It was really a shame what he did yesterday. If he was going to let the report speak for itself, he should have said nothing more than that, and that he stood behind it, or, you know, whatever he wanted to say like that. But to stand up there and emphasize certain things when he's not the attorney general or anything other than a U.S. attorney, equivalent. It was wholly inappropriate. And then on top of that, he came up with a new reason for why they didn't charge the obstruction offenses they smear the president with, that he had explicitly denied to Bill Barr and didn't put in the report either, and all of a sudden now there's that excuse.
Right. This was kind of the brain-bruising comment. All of a sudden he throws the OLC out there, and Bill Barr said on three occasions, and there was a room full of people there as they were having this discussion, and Barr said that clearly asked him several times if the OLC was in play. And all of a sudden now he throws the OLC, the Office of Legal Counsel, order or outline that says you cannot indict a sitting president.
Yeah, it's just an opinion. It's just a legal opinion by the Office of Legal Counsel for the Department of Justice. There are two separate opinions that came to the same conclusion, one under a Democratic administration and one under a Republican administration, but he still had the authority to recommend charges if he thought any should be brought, and he didn't do that, which means he exonerated the president as close as a prosecutor can come to exonerating the president. That's the way it works, and like the attorney general said, you don't have a special prosecution to create a report to just throw crap at the fan.
Yes. And unfortunately, what he did was turn the tables, because what happened to due process and innocent until proven guilty? I mean, now the onus is on the president's side, right?
Yeah, he completely stood the presumption of innocence on its head. I mean, how would any other American or person in the country want to be judged by that standard? It's absurd. It's completely contrary to the rule of law. I mean, every first-year law student knows that a criminal defendant's entitled to the presumption of innocence, and the burden of proof is on the government to prove he did anything wrong beyond a reasonable doubt.
What does this
Mueller
do?
Literally stands that on its head.
What does this do, just in the general context, prosecutors and former prosecutors like yourself, when they hear Mueller, come up with a statement like this, saying, I got to imagine, this really divides, people, because there's probably some people that believe what Mueller said is acceptable. That's scary.
Well, yeah, people that don't understand the legal system, for starters. And, of course, MSNBC and CNN will run with that like crazy, as if it's the gospel, because, you know, everything Bob Mueller says is supposed to come straight from Mount Olympus or, you know,
Mount Sinai. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. It makes no sense at all. It's completely contrary to the law.
Well, with something that blatantly, as you say, contrary to the law, I know you're commenting on it. Others have commented on it. In the court of public opinion, I mean, this just keeps us in our, you know, respective corners. This doesn't bring us together. And he just really, as you said, not only did he turn the law on its head, but the people that are, you know, we're expecting some sort of resolution. We've got many Americans that have said, look, I've had it with this stuff. You know, $65 million and counting later, and this is the best we can come up with?
Yeah, exactly. And he really did, other than that comment about, oh, now we decided we can't go there because they issued the two OLC opinions. Other than that, there's nothing he said that wasn't already in the report. He was literally just quoting from the report otherwise.
What's Bill Barr saying? Do you know?
No, he's apparently out of the city, and he hasn't issued any sort of statement other than, I think I heard last night that DOJ had issued a statement that there was no daylight between the actual, between the conclusions of the report with what Mueller said and what Mr. Barr said. And that's true because they're both quoting from the report.
Well, Mueller says he's going to let the report stand. Of course, it was ridiculous that he didn't accept any questions whatsoever, which I thought was quite cowardly on his part.
Well, he is a coward. If he went and had to put himself under oath and answer real questions, one of my first ones would be, Mr. Mueller, you were director of the FBI during the time Uranium One was going on, and while Mrs. Clinton had her server at clinton.com instead of state.gov, did you ever email Mrs. Clinton at clintonemail.com or whatever that address was?
Right.
Or Huma Abedin, knowing that Huma was her proxy?
Exactly.
Because he had to be one of the people exchanging emails with Hillary Clinton that were among those destroyed. I just cannot imagine that the director of the FBI never communicated by email with the Secretary of State for those years.
Well,
and if I remember correctly, there was even some evidence that he had taken a uranium sample over to Putin.
Exactly.
On the FBI jet.
Yes. Exactly, and that's what I understand as well with some reports. Sydney, did this report, because maybe I missed something in it, did it specifically say that Putin and Russia specifically had put their thumb on the scale and influenced this election specifically for Donald Trump?
No, I don't think it did.
But he said that on a couple of occasions, unless I missed something.
Well, the report is very carefully worded in certain places. Like they say, it appears that the Russians hacked the DNC computer. Well, I could say it appears a 15-year-old sitting in his mother's basement hacked the DNC computer because it was, I mean, we had the Pakistani Awan brothers.
Exactly, I was going to say.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And had all the passwords for her and 40 members of Congress, and she was head of the DNC at the time. Mm-hmm. They were in and out of there all the time. They could have downloaded all that stuff to a thumb drive, and God only knows who they sold it to, because they were all about money.
Exactly.
And they got off with a slap on the wrist. In fact, only one of them was charged with anything, and I don't think he served any time. If he did, it was only a month or two.
No, they got him out of Dodge right away, M1, A1. And this is the thing. I mean, to me, they had the car left out in the streets in Watts, California, just with the keys in it, and said, I can't imagine, we got hacked. You know, whether it was the Russians, it could have been the Koreans, and Donald Trump was right, it could have been any one of many players, but
they've given criminals the passcode to the DNC.
Exactly. And you talk about the downloading. I mean, according to the records, A1 had downloaded megabytes. I mean, there was more than a thumb drive. They said that he had downloaded terabytes of information from these 40 House of Democratic House of Representatives.
Oh, yeah. Our most confidential stuff went all over the world thanks to Hillary Clinton and Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Amazing. And of course...
read Luke Rosiak's book, Obstruction of Justice. It's
exactly.
All about the Juan brothers and that horrific scandal that people have not paid enough attention to. And
without a doubt.
And D.C. let him off with nothing.
Going to quick break. We've got more from Sidney Powell after this. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Oh, these pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh,
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, Robert Mueller may said, look, enough's been said. My report is my last word. That's it. Don't want to answer any questions. I'm not interested in coming to the Hill to answer any questions from congressmen. You know, for Jerry Nadler, that might be acceptable. I think Lindsey Graham might have something else to say from the Senate side. What do you think, Sidney?
Well, I would certainly hope so. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't, then he's probably part of the problem.
Well,
I mean, the swamp is wide and the swamp is deep, but I hope Senator Graham is really interested in getting to the bottom of all of this, because Mr. Mueller has a huge role to play in the insurance policy. In fact, I've called him the insurance policy. I think he was the ultimate insurance policy, he and his whole squad. And all the FBI agents that went to that, and there are like 40 of them, and all the prosecutors, they had one purpose in mind, and that was to get Donald Trump.
Well, she's the author of the book License to Lie, Sidney Powell, former prosecutor. Sidney, you may have to write some addendum chapters to your best-selling book here.
Well, there's a website called creepsonamission.com that I kind of started for that purpose. I have been too busy talking about the one I've already written to start that one.
Well, no doubt. I mean, there was so much revealed in this book. And then, you know, for people that were wondering, you know, and I've directed so many people, especially here on the show, when we reference you and your book, is to look at, if you really want to understand how, the playbook here, read Sidney's book. And this will open your eyes, from Andrew Weissman to Bob Mueller, you know, to the DOJ, you know, what went on, and the weaponizing of the DOJ by the Obama administration.
Exactly, and how it branched out to other parts of government, too, because the same prosecutors that hid evidence, made up crimes, and sent innocent people to prison then became Obama's White House counsel and general counsel, deputy director of the FBI, and head of his counterterrorism advisor, and multiple other things. Well, I mean, they just spread out all over government. Mm-hmm. And I wrote the book in 2014. It wasn't written to help Donald Trump or, frankly, for any political purpose. In fact, I didn't even have a political reason in mind when I wrote it, other than to help spur criminal justice reform and clean up the Department of Justice in general.
And it's been past due to do this. You've been around. You see all the inequities. And, of course, you know, as we read your book, I mean, you're in the thick of it. So you have lived it, and exceedingly frustrating as somebody with integrity going, wait a minute, this is not right.
And nobody's contradicted a word of it either.
Exactly, exactly. And then you have situations like, you know, people like Andrew Weissman. You go, why is this guy still an attorney? Why is it that our government would still look to him for any kind of answers? And for something like this special prosecution case, you know, when you want, you know, some clear-minded, objective ball and strike calling over this investigation, you get Mueller, who comes in and has a very prejudiced
in charge of it.
Yes, exactly.
Weissman was running that investigation. That's why Paul Manafort's wife was searched in her nightgown in the bed at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's because of Andrew Weissman. And that's why 27 agents, a helicopter, frogmen, a boat, and God only knows how much money was spent during the government shutdown to humiliate Roger Stone when he would have reported voluntarily to the local FBI office.
Exactly. Well, but we find ourselves today trying to, you know, ferret all this stuff out. And, Sidney, you know, the body politic just wants the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. And,
exactly. That's what I want, no matter where it falls.
Right.
I don't care whether it's on a Republican or a Democrat or who. Mm-hmm. I just want the truth and to clean it up, because until you correctly identify a problem and the people who actually did things wrong, you can't solve it. We've got to solve this for the future of this country and our children and our grandchildren. We have a two-tiered system of justice that is simply appalling.
Yes.
There's an article out today about the Department of Justice declining prosecution of an FBI official, a deputy assistant director, who lied to the inspector general,
right,
which is a federal criminal offense, And he had warnings and everything, unlike General Flynn, who had an ambush interview thinking he was talking to friends.
Yeah, exactly. And I was reading that article. I saw your tweet on that, and I picked up on that. And that's the thing that's disconcerting, is that we're catching people with their hands in the cookie jar. And meanwhile, the Democrats are chasing windmills here. They're looking for a pony under all this manure and spending, you know, all the people's money and time, you know, and they keep saying, well, we can chew gum and walk at the same time. No, you can't, because clearly you've proven that you're incapable of doing this. So what if you're passing some, you know, some laws and, you know, some bills, not laws, but you're passing some bills in the House of Representatives? You know darn well they're not going to pass the Senate. I mean, it's just like Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan had 250 bills that they passed in the House. But so why go through all that if you're not going to be able to affect anything and get it through the Senate? What are you championing, you know, to get through the Senate so that it can become law and work on behalf of the people? But let's just, you know, chase all these things that are, you know, they're non-productive. And this is what the Democrats are doing. And I hope the voters are taking note, because this government, with all the money that is spending, is being brought to you by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer et al.
And pure resistance. It is pure resistance to cover up their own serious crime.
Mm-hmm.
The Obama administration was spying on Americans illegally for multiple years. All you have to do is look at the decision of Rosemary Collier in April 2017. It's a 99-page decision. It was being done deliberately, and she said the Department of Justice and the NSA had an institutional lack of candor, I think is the way she put it. Mm-hmm. In other words, they've been lying to the FISA court, and she called them out on it in that decision. And it was right after they had gotten the first Carter Page FISA application through.
Mm. Well, and we even have now the smoking gun, or we could call it the smoking hammer, which is that system that the Obama administration had set up in which to spy on people. But it's like, you know, whether it's, you know, as you mentioned, Luke Rosiak's book, even before then, we had Peter Schweitzer reporting, and it took 3 years before people really started connecting the dots, which was amazing to me, because when it came out, it was so mind-blowing, with Hillary Clinton selling, you know, 20% of our uranium to Russia, And see, this is all, you got to throw reason out the door. And to think that if the Russians wanted anybody to be president of the United States, it would have been Hillary Clinton. For all that they had taken advantage of Hillary Clinton and Obama, they knew her. They knew her ego and what she wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, and the millions paid into the Clinton Foundation expecting
sure.
her to be president for the favors they'd get back.
Yes.
The whole pay-to-play thing, that's another thing that was on the server that had to be eradicated.
Well, and the other thing yet to be done, and I spoke with one of the survivors' father, Charles Wood, regarding Benghazi. How much information about Benghazi was downloaded from that server?
Yeah, there's no telling.
And those questions all remain. And the thing that amazes me, even after all this is said and done, here you have Bob Mueller saying, hey, I don't want to say anymore. I don't want any questions. I don't want anything. And then you have Hillary Clinton taking the opportunity of saying, all of a sudden she wants some sort of relevance and going, wait a minute. Why is the media even, you know, taking notes or, you know, reporting on anything that she has to say? To me, she's totally disqualified.
Oh, yeah, but the media is complicit in pushing all this. You've got to remember that Fusion GPS was paying reporters. We still don't know who the reporters are that Fusion GPS was paying to push this whole Russia collusion hoax. And then on top of that, Dianne Feinstein's former chief of staff, Doug
exactly.
Jones, formed a group called Penn Quarter immediately after the election and, like, overnight raised $50 million to continue the Russia hoax narrative after the election. So where did that $50 million go? Who got paid that to do what?
Well, Horowitz's IG report is due, they're saying, any day now. Sydney, what do you think?
It's going to be a doozy.
We can only hope it is going to be a doozy. I mean, we put a lot of eggs in a basket and offered a lot of credibility and assumption here with Horowitz. But like Mueller, we won't know until we know, will we not?
Exactly. It's going to take a while to get all the evidence out. And, of course, Horowitz doesn't have subpoena power or any of that, but there still ought to be a lot of information that he had access to. And hopefully the conclusions of this report will match the actual contents of it, unlike the last one.
Exactly. Sidney Powell, author of the book License to Lie, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, a must-read. Sidney, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania receiving a royal welcome in London this morning, featuring the pomp and circumstance of the official three-day state visit. President Trump joining Queen Elizabeth and other members of the royal family for the military ceremony on the grounds of Buckingham Palace, then doing lunch, and the president will lay a wreath later this morning at Westminster Abbey at the Grave of the Unknown. Tonight, the Queen will be hosting a formal state banquet. Missouri's only abortion clinic will stay open for now, but the state's investigation won't end. A temporary restraining order issued on Friday prevented the closure of that Planned Parenthood location in St. Louis, the last abortion clinic in the state. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We're going to talk about natural disasters, how they've been impacting millions of American lives, and this happens every year. It leaves damaging effects that last for months, even years. While the damage lingers, donations, awareness, and support falter in the weeks following. Now, new nationally sourced data is bringing the issue to life about the ongoing need for support, long after most consumers have forgotten even these disasters' names, let alone the damage they caused. In addition, previously damaged communities across the U.S. can receive the reinvigorated support they still need as one-year disaster anniversaries loom. With the help of this new information, donations, awareness, and support can be highly targeted to help those affected get back on their feet more efficiently and comfortably. Now, did you know that in 2018, it was the fourth costliest year since 1980 in terms of insured losses, setting a record high for weather-related disaster bills of $306 billion. Three out of every four Americans can't recall a natural disaster that occurred even last year. And less than 1 year later, only 20% of Americans know which states were impacted by Hurricane Harvey. But there's still millions without their lives back. 25% of families are still displaced and not able to return home 1 year after a natural disaster. Well, Jake Wood is with us right now, and he's going to tell us more about it and how they've been partnering with Jack Link's jerky. They're going to give hundreds of thousands of bags of jerky in a campaign to help bring this all to mind. Jake Wood is the co-founder and CEO of Team Rubicon. Jake, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, Jake, what you have done and what you're doing and Jack's Link with, teaming up together to bring some focus on these natural disasters, because these numbers are sad but true. You know, 20% of the people, you know, they have forgotten most of what happened last year.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reality is that when Anderson Cooper is reporting live from the ground, people are paying attention. And, you know, these moments of, you know, the crisis, they're tragic, they're heart and gut-wrenching. But the reality is people, they move on with their lives. And, you know, if it didn't happen to them, they often, you know, are focused on something else in the weeks or months afterward.
Yeah, understood. Let's bring it back to mind again in terms of understanding the effects of natural disasters. I mean, the fact that you have so many people a year later still struggling, you know, to get out from, you know, the mess and to recover, it's the ongoing heartbreak, is it not?
Oh, it is. And really just think about that number. You said 25% of people aren't back in their homes a year after the storm. And you think about all the other consequences that drive that. Now people, you know, they might have to change jobs because they are no longer, you know, able to get to their former employer. You have children who are uprooted out of their school system. You know, you'll have people this week who are graduating, you know, from high schools, and it may not be the high school that they were in 18 months ago. I mean, those are significant life changes that are forced through these disasters. And I don't think people really comprehend all of those second and third order consequences that result.
Well, sadly, unless it's you and your misfortune, as you say, most of the world or most of the country moves on. You know, everybody has the issues of life to deal with. But, you know, that same heart that people had toward these victims of these natural disasters, it's like we're saying, hey, we need you to maintain that heart just a little bit, but we've got to keep you aware of what's going on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's not just the people on the other side of the country that are impacted. You know, when these storms or these fires or these tornadoes tear apart these communities, it's not like entire towns and cities are leveled. You know, we're often talking about neighborhoods that are impacted. And so, often you'll have, you know, a town or a city where it's just, you know, the other side of the road has been impacted. And yet, you know, in the weeks or months that pass, we forget to continue to go and cross the tracks and help those communities out, and we just kind of ignore it, despite the fact that, you know, we're mere miles away from people who are continuing to suffer.
Exactly. Hey, Jake, tell us about Team Rubicon and how you got involved.
Yeah, so Team Rubicon is a nonprofit organization that I co-founded almost 10 years ago after the Haiti earthquake. And what we primarily do is we take military veterans and we retrain them for disaster response. So we're a big national nonprofit. We've got 100,000 volunteers, most of them military veterans, responding to disasters both around the United States and around the world. You know, it's a really incredible program that not only taps into the skill and experience of these men and women who used to serve in the military, but also gives them a new mission that really helps to restore that sense of purpose and community within them.
Well, I think it's awesome that you're using these natural resources that are right there, and why not? I mean, I imagine, you know, it's a blessing for, you know, the military men, former military, who are coming back, and as you said, it, you know, gives them a new focus to let them know that the mission still continues, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look at the numbers. There's 3 million people that served since 9/11. There's 20 million veterans of all wars in this country, and they're populating communities from coast to coast. And so, you know, when a disaster strikes a town, why aren't we turning to the veterans that live there to help lead that community through that crisis?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really what we're trying to do, is build a platform that connects this incredible untapped resource to this really significant need.
Now, Jake, help me understand, too, in terms of the people that volunteer, former military, of all ages, run the whole spectrum?
Yeah, from all ages, all wars. I mean, we have, going all the way back to the Korean War, we have some volunteers. But, you know, Vietnam, Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, and everything in between.
Wow, that's very cool. I know you're excited about the Fueling the Frontline campaign. Tell us about that.
So, you know, Team Rubicon, as a nonprofit, we're entirely funded by private philanthropy and corporate contributions. So this is the second year that we've partnered up with Jack Links on this campaign, Fueling the Front Lines, and it's really an effort to drive the resources to Team Rubicon that we need to both respond and recover over the long term. So, you know, for the second year in a row, we're partnering up on National Jerky Day, June 12th. I know you have your calendar marked every year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
and Jack Links will be running a buy a bag, give a bag campaign. So for every bag of beef jerky sold all across the U.S., both in stores and online, Jack Links will donate a bag to Team Rubicon. So our volunteers who are out in the field, they'll be getting that sustenance to fuel their efforts throughout the country. As well, if people go online to jacklinks.com/our cause, Jack Links will match donations that are made through that link.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, Jack Links have been very generous, because I remember over the years, you know, packing a lot of bags going to soldiers, you know, on special days overseas in Afghanistan, Pakistan, I mean, you name it. We were sending them out, and Jack Links, we had plenty of Jack Links jerky. The guys love the jerky.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny you say that, because that's why this partnership made so much sense for us. You know, that, like you said, I served in both Iraq and Afghanistan, and I remember opening up boxes full of Jack Links beef jerky. So there's a ton of affinity in the military for the brand.
Well, that's awesome. You know, Jake, we can't thank you enough for your service, not only what you did on behalf of our liberties and for this country overseas and fighting the good fight, and what you're doing here at home. And I think utilizing sources that are available, I think this really says a lot about Team Rubicon and your mission.
Yeah, well, we think it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, for us, it's a privilege to serve our communities, and we're honored to do so.
So how can we get involved?
Yeah, so anybody that wants to get involved can head online to jacklinks.com/our cause. They can learn more about Team Rubicon. They can learn more about the partnership and some of the statistics that you opened up this segment with. I mean, I think the statistics are pretty startling. And then, you know, hey, June 12th is right around the corner. Head into your local grocery store, buy a couple bags, and, you know, Jack Links will send some our way.
Yeah, buy one, give one. I mean, hey, let's pay it forward. Why not, huh?
Pay it forward. There you go.
You got it. Jake Wood, co-founded Team Rubicon alongside William McNulty, following the Haiti earthquake back in 2010, has served as its president and chief executive officer since that time. Jake, again, we thank you for your service. Thank you for all the great work Team Rubicon is doing. And everybody, mark it down in your calendar, okay? Let's get ready. We're going to buy up some beef jerky. We're going to buy one, give one, and we're going to fortify what's happening there on the field, because the effects of these disasters continue. Jake, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Ben Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez died.
You know, what do you say? Coming out of that, it's kind of hard to keep a straight face. Adam, we should be doing that for you. Adam Holtz is with us, interim director for Focus on the Family. Hey.
Unfortunately, I shaved my beard, so I can no longer donate that.
Well,
that's my favorite, actually.
Yeah, exactly. It's Oh, gosh. Our good buddy who does the imaging, Big Wave Dave out of Los Angeles, he's a character, so had all kinds of fun. In fact, we were just this weekend at the Fish Fest. They have their annual Fish Fest event here in Orange County, and they did it at a new venue, which is really a neat new venue in Orange County in El Toro, at the old Marine base. And they had some great talent, all capped off with little Toby Mac at everybody dancing and, you know, praising God and feeling good. It was great. Good fun.
Very good.
Yeah. So here for a couple more days, and I head back east. I'll be back in Florida, you know, middle of the week. So looking forward to getting back home. Godzilla, number one, huh?
Godzilla, number one, with a bullet or a three-headed monster or something like that.
Right.
It did about $49 million, which, you know, it's a lot of money, but it actually underperformed what Warner Brothers kind of was projecting it at.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these projections are... They're an art, not a science. So
well, what did it cost to produce the movie? Because they had to make sure at least in this Godzilla version, everything synced up, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this time around, this is a sequel to the 2014 reboot of the whole franchise, and there's a short version and the long version. The short version is Godzilla fights monsters, cities get destroyed. That's the short version. Let me give you the medium version, too. The medium version is... A lot of people get stepped on and eaten and smashed and otherwise killed in the process. And there's a fair bit of profanity here, too.
Wow.
The longer version is there's a group of humans who kind of watch out for and track and take care of Godzilla and are aware of all these other monsters that are lying dormant in the earth. And they sort of, you know, keep tabs on them. And then there's an eco-radical organization that basically thinks the monsters are the Earth's way of cleansing the toxin, the virus of humanity when things get out of control, and things are out of control, so we need to release all the monsters so that we can kill all the humans. And so there are some evil scientists who think they're doing the right thing by basically, you know, setting up the planet for genocide by unleashing, like, 17 monsters that pretty much march over every major metropolitan, you know, area in the United States and around the world. So there is that eco message, and, you know, it ends with, you know, we can all get along, we can coexist, we can solve these problems.
Yeah, we'll teach you need to believe in climate change, right?
Exactly, right. Exactly. And I don't know if they talk about climate change directly, but it's certainly humanity is depicted as a destructive force on the face of the earth. Oh, okay. I mean, I can only sort of halfway stomach it because that's where the whole franchise started with, you know, a critique of nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Although this time around, Godzilla actually has to eat nukes to get powered up. So we've come a long way. But honestly, is anybody really interested in an ecological message in a movie like this?
Mm,
no.
Right.
You're there to see Ghidorah, the three-headed monster, you know, go after Godzilla. That's why you pay your money, and on that level, it's pretty satisfying.
Well, it's still kind of amazing that almost $50 million, you know, and that was just domestic, so God only knows what it did overseas.
It did about 170 internationally, which was still on the low end.
Mm-hmm.
Movies like this usually play really, really well overseas, and, you know, especially in Asia, where they sort of got their start, obviously, in Japan.
Yeah, but they didn't understand it because the voices were all synced up. See, if they delayed them a little bit and they were out of sync, then they'd probably be more popular, probably, you know, 200, 250 million overseas.
Yeah, probably something in that neck of the woods. You know, the interesting thing, though, Bill, I was doing a little research on this morning. This is the 35th Godzilla film, and they started 65 years ago. The original was 1954.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a pretty remarkable franchise when you think about it, for a big, dumb, you know, guys in costumes. Obviously, it's CGI now, but for a long time, it was just, you know, men stepping on models.
I think it was one of the first movies, you know, horror movies I saw as a kid, and it scared the holy what-have-you out of me.
Yeah.
And I became allergic to popcorn ever since, I think. So.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
It's a sad story.
You have to pray for your healing.
Yeah, really, exactly. Rocketman, speaking of disappointments.
Yeah, Rocketman. You know, last year, Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen story, did really well.
Mm-hmm.
It was a PG-13 take on somebody who led a really wild, promiscuous, homosexual life.
Mm-hmm.
Rocketman is the Elton John story. It is an R-rated take on somebody who led a wild, promiscuous, homosexual life. But it's R-rated. It's a lot more explicit. So that's the first thing you need to know. I mean, critics have absolutely loved it, which in this day and age is no surprise. I think it does a pretty good job of painting Elton John as someone who desperately wanted love and acceptance. And so his same-sex relationships is sort of couched in that context. this guy desperately trying to, you know, to fill a void within through his music, through his, you know, insatiable appetites of all kinds, drugs, sex, success, all of those things. You know, there are going to be people who want to see it because they're Elton John fans. There are others who might be sort of mildly interested and not really paying attention. And if you go to this thinking, you know, it's just going to be some nice Elton John songs from the 70s, you're in for a nasty surprise.
Right.
This is an explicit movie.
Right.
So people definitely need to be aware of that.
Well, I mean, I can imagine, you know, because you come in, I think that was one of the things that people enjoyed about Queen is that, okay, here's a tragic story about this iconic figure.
Right.
But the music and the memories and everything, you go back and you remember, and it's like, you know, wow, and you come away with this sense of tragedy.
Yeah.
That, you know, wow, left to our own human devices and, you know, and for Freddie Mercury, who, you know, just looked at death in the face and didn't care. Just fine, you know, and here it is, the consequences of his actions. And, you know, and here it is, it seems, I mean, at least you came away from the story of Bohemian Rhapsody. There was some redemption, some redemptive aspect to the movie. But I didn't see Rocket Man, but I'm sensing there's very little of any kind of sense of redemption.
Well, I mean, I think that if there's redemption here, it's only in a tragic sense. I mean, there are some similarities there. We really see that Elton John had an absolutely horrible relationship with his father. So if you're looking for a redemptive theme, it's sort of redemptive in the negative. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's kind of a cautionary tale to show that when we have horrible relationships with our parents, sometimes kids go off the rails. Now, Elton John happened to go off the rails in a way that, you know, captured lightning in a bottle. You know, he dove into his music, and that was an escape. And, you know, he met a songwriter in Bernie Taupin, and they happened to sort of, you know, hit the long ball.
Right.
But how many people, in responding to a parent's lack of love or abuse or hardness, you know, just self-destruct anonymously? So, you know, I think there are talking points here. This isn't a movie that, you know, just sort of glorifies a lot of sinful behaviors from end to end. He's clearly got a huge problem with illicit substances too. The movie doesn't give that a pass. And yet, as our reviewer for this film said, Paul Easey said, even if you try to honestly depict the carnage of some of these choices, you still can't help but glorifying it a little bit. And so I think that's still definitely in play here.
Exactly. The third movie that plugged in, reviewed, was Ma.
Ma. Yeah, this is a horror thriller starring Octavia Spencer, and she plays what seems to be a kindly older woman, although her kindness is a little bit dubious. She buys some high school kids some alcohol, and then she says, you know, you can come over to my house and drink in the basement. And they think she's awesome. You know, she's the cool adult.
Yeah.
Now, she's not. She's got massive issues. And, you know, when really, really, really horrible things start happening to those high schoolers, that she's got problems and they've made terrible decisions. Again, there's a pretty strong cautionary note here that, you know, says doing illegal things and partying and being out of control, you know, it could end really badly. And we also see that she was treated horribly in high school and she's never gotten over the horrific things, abusive things that happened to her. So there's that layer of, you know, those who are abused sometimes go on to be abusers.
Exactly.
In some ways, even though she's a monster, she's a more sympathetic character than some of these jerky high school kids. But again, do we need to see a movie that graphically depicts some of that stuff to know that, you know, being out of control with alcohol and being promiscuous is bad? No, we don't need to see that.
Right, exactly. Well, there he is, Adam Holtz, the interim director for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com. That's where you can check out all the movie reviews and stay up to date with what's happening, you know, entertainment-wise, movie-wise here in our culture. How did it go this weekend? Did you guys pray for the president as being cheered on by or being encouraged by Franklin Graham?
You know what? I have to confess, though, I wasn't aware of that. But, you know, we tried to shoot up prayers for our elected officials on a regular basis.
Exactly. No, that's good. I told people, look, don't feel bad if you didn't, if you forgot or whatever. I mean, hey, today's another day, and every day we're told to pray. But and I was impressed that a lot of churches, evangelicals, got involved with that. So that was good that that happened. I appreciate, you know, Franklin Graham's heart that way.
Yeah, well, very good.
Thank you, Adam.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get the free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.